Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup Podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
All day Friday night and Saturday, like Rogers and Neville would, I'm not tied into the golf community like you or other people are. I'm not Adam Schefter. I'm not Marty Griffin. I'm not any of these people. So, okay, I'm going to put it out there and see how people feel about it. It was a rumor. I couched it that way. And some people got mad. Some people got their hopes up, I guess, again. But I don't even know if I'm ready to say that the rumor's completely false.
Well, I have something that's ancillary to this.
Well, hold that. I want you to save that for later in the show, because I have a big... We're going to blow that up.
Blow it up.
Oh, it's going to be massive, yes.
Blow it out. Like it's Cabali's kid on the toilet.
I heard Pompeiani saying, I think it was Bob, who said... Or maybe it was somebody else. Now I'm conflating things. About why would Rogers, or maybe it was Cabali who said this. It was Mark. Mark said, why would he need to join a country club or golf course here? He's not going to have time to golf when he shows up with the Steelers.
Why not?
And my just amateur rebuttal on that is, the man is so much money and loves golf so much, he probably doesn't think anything of getting a membership, and if he plays there only once or twice, who cares?
Also, I think Mark's just underselling how much time he might actually have to play golf.
I think Aaron Rodgers is going to find time or create time to play golf, the same way Ben did.
Aaron Rodgers is not like a rookie trying to learn the playbook.
He's also not Tom Brady, who obsesses about football 24/7.
And even Brady,
unfortunately,
I think, played golf a decent amount. Remember he made that shot during COVID? His mic fell off and he holed one out.
I told Donnie the other day, we need to get an update on how Donnie's golf round went at the Dick Rowe, but I told Donnie the first time Alex Ovechkin played golf, he got a hole in one. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Is phenomenal.
You think Austin knew that? Yeah,
I didn't know until you guys told
me. His swing looked ridiculous, but then he got one airborne and just straight up winning.
I feel like a guy like that too, just such a natural great athlete.
But I wouldn't think, back to the Austin argument, I would not think less of Austin if he didn't know
that. Because
that's not his team.
True. Now, would you have thought less of me because I host Going Low if I didn't know that?
No.
Because it's golf related?
No. Now, if you didn't know about, say, if I asked you who won the last U.S. Open here and you said, I have no idea, then I absolutely would think less of you.
Dustin Johnson.
Exactly.
Angel Cabrera, Ernie Els before him. Yep. I want to say, Larry Nelson in 83?
See, now we're getting somewhere, Mulls. Who's got the course record there for an 18-hole round? Exactly.
But it was soaking rain, and I feel like there should be an asterisk there. Old Johnny got Oakmont when it didn't have its teeth bared.
Okay, so the bottom line is, do you want to just completely say, Richie reported this, there's nothing to it, Aaron Rodgers is not sniffing around or has not joined this golf course, and there's ample evidence that he still is probably pretty far away from becoming Steelers quarterback?
Well, the first part of that and the second part of that could be two different things. I think it's very plausible that he has not yet joined, but he absolutely might. And I have reason to...
Do you think he's done due diligence?
Oh, I think diligence is out there. Due diligence, we'll see. But I think that diligence has been done.
Do you think that Rodgers or someone in the Rodgers camp has contacted Neville Wood?
Probably just like a
so
call.
So do I.
Hey, wanted to check out what the situation is. You know, it's not like he goes there and they just comp a membership. It's like, hey, what's the fee? Just so I know. It doesn't really matter. I'm a millionaire.
I don't think he wants comped.
No, he wants to go play.
I think he wants to be one of the guys there.
Here's how you usually join a place, too. You go, in his case, he's not married, doesn't have kids. But if you go to most country clubs, if there's a pool.
Oh, yeah. And you get
Your whole family goes to interview to make sure they like the club. You're a good fit. All that stuff. He would go, be like, all right, hey, let's take you around. This is what Neville has to offer.
Take advantage of the food there.
This is what it's like to be a member here at Neville. And that is just the normal run of play for something like this. So I think it would make basic sense if he had called and started that process there and maybe at other places. Because in his case, Unless it's an Oakmont where there is, like, I've told you, a long waiting list, and
they don't make exceptions.
Yeah, they're going to pick. Well, they're also just going to pick and choose, and I just don't think he would have. I know it sounds crazy. He's a Hall of Famer in waiting, but I don't think he would necessarily just have the juice to walk in there and say, I want to be a member. They would just go, like, too bad.
And for the record, I've not heard that rumor.
No, I don't think, because I think Rogers probably knows enough about golf to know that's not really
I think he absolutely
worth
does.
The time. Like, I'm not going to, like, offend them and potentially make myself look bad. I know I'm not getting in there. I could probably get on as a guest. I think he's probably reached out to a couple clubs to see which one he might want to join. I think that's very reasonable to assume.
Donnie, how did the Dick Groat Classic go for you this weekend?
A lot of fun. I was telling Chris a little bit before the show that my driving ability is just absolutely
got to get him on the lesson tee for going. I think that's going low content right there, though. But I got to get him on the lesson tee.
But yet again, I find that I am of use around the green. So like that's why
I am of use.
That's why it works for a
scramble
setting. You know, my buddies or whoever I play with, they can take care of the long ball.
You can chip.
I told Chris that the third hole we were on, it was hole 12.
Were you guys playing again?
Champion Lakes.
Yeah, nobody will ever believe it because there's no video evidence. I chip. There was like a bunker to like the right of the green. We're like right on the edge of that. I chipped from there. I hit the flag.
Does it go in?
It did not go in. It hit the flag and just sat like an inch out of it.
Feel around the greens is tough.
You know what he's like?
That's
another
really hard.
He's like another famous.
You're a
big
natural
man.
At that. That's amazing.
Well, he's like the thing about John Daly. Everybody knew he swung so hard, he hit it so far. In his prime, some of the best touch around the greens in short game in all of golf. Woods has said many times, if John worked as hard as Tiger did, he's like, I would never have won anything because you'd have destroyed us all.
Yeah, like I'm not really a good like reader of the greens.
You
but
just got a natural athlete's feel.
If somebody can tell me roughly, like, hey, hit it here.
Yeah. It's just so funny because that part of the game, like either putting and short game, is what so many people struggle with that prevents them from being better.
Did the mystery stealer at lunch have a thought on the red hot rumor? Did it come up?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I think your Twitter in general did. We had some fun with.
On camera or was this off the...
Oh, I think it happened on
off
camera.
Off the grid.
There was something I brought up on camera, yes.
About me?
Yeah. And I also brought up how, like, sometimes I'll just look at one of your tweets and laugh because you tweet in Morse code.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, I think he tweets like a telegraph operator.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, Mike Tomlin, stop. Needs to, stop. Think about what he's doing with discipline and players. Stop. Because, stop. It's hurting the team. Stop. Send. Yeah, I've said that. Pony tweets like somebody who's either using a telegraph operator or who's like having possibly a brain injury.
I don't know. I feel like this Rogers tweet.
You have a very odd sense of punctuation. That's all.
Where do we think is the funniest place he could become a member? Like Mount Odin, Greensboro.
Well, they wouldn't take membership. That's a public course. So you have to.
Yeah, it's like they don't even call it a course. They call it a park. Mount Odin Park.
You want to know the honest place? I would have thought. Now, granted, it's too far of a drive, but again, he probably doesn't care about this. Where I think like. It's like a golfer's golf course, and there's no pool. It is a golf club, not a country club. Therein lies the difference with a lot of places.
Yep.
If he went to Hannistown, I'd be like, he is serious about playing some golf. Like, pound for pound, maybe the best playing membership other than maybe Oakmont in the area as far as, like, average skill level. That's, like, where I would say he might want to go.
Really? That's hard of a course.
It's a hard course, but that's where, like, the ballers go to play.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Bye. This is Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Somebody in the local news industry texted me over the weekend and said, Richie Walsh just went Mike Wallace on your ass. And I said, the
like
old Steelers
minutes?
Receiver? And he said, no, 60 minutes.
Wow. Was Mike Wallace the big dog on 60 minutes probably for a while? Probably.
That's one of the names I think of. And he said, yeah.
Who comes up as a more famous newsman? Mike Wallace or Walter Cronkite?
Cronkite.
Man, we've got turds.
But he said he took the red hot rumor and just
squashed it like a bug. He cooled it down real
cooled
quick.
Cooled it down.
Took
a fire hose to it.
Pony, our pal Turd Sandwich is really shining today on the YouTube comments. Richie Walsh versus Filippone would be a good scrap. I could see Richie being a ground fighter. So Richie's just going to ground and putting you in like a figure four leg lock, a heel hook?
I don't feel like I have quarrel with Richie. If anybody does, it should be Doran. Because I just put the rumor out there and Doran said it was 99.9% true. And then Richie said, no, it's not. So isn't this more a Richie versus Doran thing?
I don't know, is it? I mean, Doran did come out much stronger than you in terms of his how emphatically he confirmed.
I just said I'm hearing a rumor. Yeah, and then Doran said rumor 99.9% true. That's, and then Richie said, true. Doran, you're full of crap.
I would think that the better battle here would be between a pair of varsity athletes. You and I never had the makings of a varsity athlete.
Richie Walsh from KDK TV Sports joins us right now. Hello, Richie.
What's up, Pony? Muller, how you doing?
Richie, I don't feel like we have beef over this, do we?
Not at all. And that's look, I'm not there to attack you. You said it was a rumor. And all I said is this rumor is not true, and I cited why it's not true. I had nothing. There's no ill will. I mean, this is kind of what we do in a nightly sports call when you and I are together, when Mueller and I are together. I didn't do it purposely to trump you or bash you. I just put it out there that, hey, it's not true.
Now, Richie, do you think it could become true that this would be, if Rodgers is going to play here, you think Neville Wood would be high on the list of clubs he might consider joining?
Yeah, 100%. And I think there is a rumor going around. Like, look, I'm a member at the Longview Club. And last year there was a rumor going
around. Congratulations on your success.
Yeah, thank you. And there's a rumor going around last year that Russell Wilson was going to join there. But I went to the membership and the president and the board, and that wasn't true. He never even reached out. I know Neville Wood would want to have him. There's no question about that. But he's never been out there. He's never played there. And he hasn't joined. And that's coming from the president. Now, I do know that there's someone within the Steelers organization that said, hey, Aaron, if you do come to Pittsburgh and you sign with Pittsburgh, this is a good club for you. And we're talking about Neville Wood. I did put that out there afterwards. Mm-hmm. So there is some kind of truth to this rumor. And you know how rumors get started. Aaron Rodgers never said, I'm joining there. But maybe someone through someone said, hey, this is a good club for you to come.
So I brought
and
this
I think this is how it goes.
So I brought this up to Malzi before we brought you on. And I said, if the rumor was true and he did join Neville Wood, would Neville Wood be comfortable sharing that information with people? Because I said no,
they wouldn't. But I can tell you what. Wayne Shirazi is a really good friend of mine. We play golf all the time.
Congratulations on all your success.
Okay.
So you would have pried it from him. You would have made sure that
I got it from him, and I wouldn't have quoted him. He said to quote him. I wouldn't have quoted him. I would have said, hey, Pony, your source is right. He's looking into it. You know, I would have got the information from Neville Wood. But the fact
so
that
you
they
think
were adamantly,
even if Aaron Rodgers swore Neville Wood to secrecy, your relationship with Wayne trumps Aaron Rodgers' interest in playing golf there?
I would think so. He wouldn't.
Wow.
Wayne wouldn't
say. What a friend
say,
in Wayne you Wayne, got. I'm surprised you're not a member there based on that relationship.
He would say, yeah, he's coming here, but you didn't hear it from me. Something like that.
That's how sources usually do it, right?
Richie,
that is how they do it. Isn't it also true, though, that like it's in Neville Wood's best interest if they really think he is going to join there to keep it as quiet as they can, because the members there aren't going to like mob him. That's kind of why you join a private club if you're Aaron Rodgers, because the people who have been there for a while aren't going to come up to you and ask you for autographs. I would just think it's in the club's best interest if he is considering joining to be pretty hush-hush about it and to maybe issue a denial here or a denial there if they think it's close to eventually happening.
I get what you're saying, but I still feel like that I have relationships over there that it would have leaked out and someone would have told me and I could have just said, hey, yeah, my sources tell me. That's.
By the way,
Richard,
are you on the golf course right now? We've got people speculating. You sound like you're huffing and puffing like you might be walking up a hole at Longview.
Maybe there was an afternoon delight that he's not telling us about.
Jeez.
I'm actually out in my yard and I'm actually putting right now, but I was out in my yard doing yard work
today.
Wait,
you got a putting green in the yard?
Yeah, the one in the back.
Pony, would you like to hit him one more time?
Congratulations on all your success
for
the third time.
Thanks.
All right, Richie, two-part question. Do you believe...
By the way, I do want to correct you on something. When I quote-tweeted your tweet, Doran Dickerson tweeted after me. I didn't.
Oh.
So if you look at the timeline, Dickerson was after me.
So Dickerson
came out... So he kind of got in your corner. Yeah.
But I wasn't in any corner.
Well, I know you're not. It was a rumor. I know. You didn't report anything. It was a rumor.
So
and I just said the rumor's not true.
So you said rumor not true. Doran said not so fast, Richie. You're full of it. It actually is. So Rich, so you're saying Doran more came at you. Okay.
So wait, who do we think Doran's source is?
That's a great question.
I got a couple ideas.
A
I know some members.
Couple ideas? Care to name anybody? Care to do a little Woodward and Bernstein journalism right here?
All right, Richie.
I have an idea who it might be, but... I'm just telling you, I'm telling you it's not true, but it could be. Trust me, Wayne said they would love to have Aaron Rodgers there.
All right,
he does sign with the Steelers.
I have a two-part question for you then. Does Richie Walsh of KDK TV Sports, embedded Steelers reporter during the season, does he think Aaron Rodgers will sign with the Steelers, yes or no?
Yes, I do. But I was more confident a few weeks ago than I was right now.
Oh,
but
what,
I do
what
think
changed?
He eventually signs.
What changed?
I don't know. Just from the people that I'm talking to, and I think just time makes you change your mind a little bit, but you know, I still feel like it's better than not that he does sign with the Steelers. But you know, like I was told before, that this could potentially linger on. I mean, we're hoping that he signs before minicamp, but it could linger on before Steelers training camp.
Second,
I mean, he is a Hall of Famer.
Yes, he is.
And I was told he's a Hall of Famer. He could come in and pick up. He doesn't have to be here. So
for minicamp or training camp.
He doesn't have to be here until training camp starts.
All right.
Kind of thing is what I was kind of told.
Second part of the question. So you said, yes, he will be a Steeler.
Yes.
Once Aaron Rodgers becomes a Steeler, will he eventually join Neville Wood?
Look, that is a really good question, and I'm not going to say he won't. There is a prominent person in the Steelers organization that's a member there that potentially could push him to joining there. But, look, there's a lot of other closest to the – a lot of other really nice clubs that are closer to the Southside facility or wherever he's going to live.
All right, so I want you to rank. Clubs. I want you to rank the club in Pittsburgh that you think is most likely
to get his
to get
membership,
Aaron Rodgers membership
if he ends up coming here.
That's a really good question, and
no one knows the golf community like you. That's why we're asking it to you.
I would put Neville Wood. I'm just thinking about ties with people in the organization.
Yep.
And you know, prominent sports figures. I would say Neville Wood, Allegheny, Longview would be the top three.
Okay.
Still putting Longview in
so
there.
So Neville Wood one, Allegheny two, and what's three?
Longview. Longview club.
No, I might put Allegheny one.
Wow, an upset, Mulsey.
Ben and Aaron Rodgers.
Maybe.
Maybe. Well, hey, there, like I said, there's a lot of prominent people at all those courses. So that's, I think I would probably go Allegheny, Neville Wood, Longview in that order.
Okay. Thank you, Richie. Hope you make the rest of your putts and, I'll make sure the next time I put a rumor out there to check with you before I tweet it. Appreciate
it. Phony. Come on. There's no bad blood. I love you.
I know that. Thank you. Goodbye.
Might be bad blood with Doran. Who knows? We could have a feud brewing here given the timing, Pony.
Which I'm trying to now make that happen. Did you guys pick up on that?
Yes, we pick up on that very easily because it's very transparent when you do it.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Well, Fan 5 Alarm Marathon presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union is going to take place June 5th and 6th. We're creeping closer. We'll be at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department. We're looking for 25 fire departments that will benefit from this year's fundraising. Register your fire department now at 937thefan.com. Brought to you by 1-800-BOARDOP and G.S. Jones Restoration. Don's Appliances, Julian Grain Associates, and SETIMARC. I told you guys I was at a great benefit for the Children's Home of Pittsburgh, and I was at the same table as JT Thomas and John Kolb. Aditi put the whole thing on, was the MC, did an amazing job. And JT told me now is in the rum business, and he gave me a card, and he's like, we can have rum sent right to your home for parties and stuff, gave me the whole... spiel, but that launched this debate with Austin where I said, even if you're a young Steelers fan, you should know your team's
History,
especially their glory years, like the main characters and even supporting cast characters from the great teams.
Mm-hmm.
And he got very defensive. And apparently the text line agreed with him that it was that I was out of line asking him as a Penn State fan to know things like who their best receiver was
on the 94 team.
On the last
who the only Heisman
undefeated
Trophy
Penn
team,
State team
or
yeah.
winner was, excuse me. What position said Heisman winner played?
Donnie, you're a little bit older than Austin. If your dad was listening, John Football, and you weren't able to say who JT Thomas played for, would he be disappointed in you?
He would. He'd be even more disappointed, though, about John Kolb.
Now, Austin did know Kolb. I got to give him credit. He said he was a Steeler and said he played offensive line. But then he couldn't name five members of the 79 Pirates.
Who all did he go with? He had to have named a couple.
He said, like, Parker and Stargell, and that's where he tapped
out.
And
then he, like, got real nervous and wasn't sure.
And then
who was it
that he named that was on the team?
He said Madlock, but he was on the 71 team.
Madlock was on the team.
Yep.
And he said Sangean was on the 60 team.
My guy, Red Hot Ed Ott.
Yep.
Never came up.
No, never. Yeah, not even close.
That's because
a certain rubber band man out of the bullpen never came up. A certain man with a very easy-to-remember nickname.
Candyman.
Yep, never
came up. Do you think that that's me being too harsh?
I don't think so. Pirates fans and Steelers fans?
You should know that?
But I threaded the needle. Like, Pony's a little bit of a sicko with the memory, but what got me about Austin was it seems like he rides for Penn State. Tell me if you guys disagree. I think he rides for Penn State harder than any other team.
And also nine other schools, but yeah.
But you know what I mean.
Like, no,
I think if you were to put a gun to his head and say, what's your favorite team? He'd say Penn State football. Not knowing Capoletti is just wild to me. Because
especially
also,
when it's the only Heisman.
Only winner. Heisman and Capoletti, as I pointed out to Pony, and Pony agreed. Like, one hell of a human interest story with what his little brother had to endure. Obviously, he was cancer-stricken, the four-touchdown game, because that's what his little brother asked him to do. The whole story with Paterno's involvement
in that.
And
then he had the unmitted gall to say to me when I fired back, that would be like a Pitt fan not knowing that Tony Dorsett won a Heisman Trophy. And he said, not fair, because Dorsett is local. You're a Penn State fan. Know your Heisman Trophy winners.
Donnie, you're
know when you played in the national championship game. Know when you won in the Rose Bowl. Like, I don't think these are unfair
Donnie,
things.
Donnie, quick one for you. Name the last. You're a big Ohio State fan. Name the last Ohio State Heisman winner.
Want to say Troy Smith, 06.
Yep.
Okay. Can you name the one before that? Can you name the two Heisman Trophy winners before Troy Smith?
Eddie George would have won.
Yep.
Yep. And then who was the last guy to win it after prior to Eddie George?
He has a very big claim to fame.
Why would you do that? That's way too easy.
If I did that for
Austin,
Archie Griffin. That's who I was.
He won
say.
Two in a row.
Yeah, I knew that.
And then if you had known Howard Cassidy or the legendary Vic Janowitz, I would have been very impressed.
No, I wasn't getting those. Wasn't Orlando Pace a finalist?
He was.
He was.
So, I mean, you've grown up here and you've been a fan of these teams. Like, what should fans know? How much should we expect
to know about your teams?
I
got another. Let's ask Donnie this one. Donnie, 2009 Penguins. Matt Cook was on one wing. Tyler Kennedy was on the other. Best third line in hockey. Who centered that line?
Jordan Staal.
He goes with Craig Adams.
Really?
Yes. Which was impressive
that he knew who sometimes ornery fourth liner was. But, like, Jordan Staal's a pretty big name.
Oh, Staal was fantastic.
And here's the only difference. You're how many years older than Austin? Like 4 or 5 years older?
I think 5.
Okay. He was born in 2001.
So he's 8 years old for that run, and you're about 13. I understand if you have more vivid memories, but still, like, Jordan Staal is a pretty big name. Pretty big name. And Austin gets very defensive. He gets ticked off at us. He wants to fire right back.
I don't know.
He was pretty white hot when I walked in here.
I just don't understand what having, like, a photographic memory or like watching old games has to do with, if you're a Pirates fan, not needing to know things about the 79
like,
Pirates.
Donnie, I'm gonna test you
should you. Have to.
I'm going to test you with another random one because it just happens to be the most famous Game 7, certainly in Pirates history. Who hit the home run in the eighth inning, the three-run homer that preceded Mazeroski's big home run to win the game? It's a very famous home run because of
See,
what?
I don't know that.
Okay, Hal Smith, their catcher. Big three-run jack. Pony, I think that one's a pretty famous play.
Yeah, not your best work, but I'm not going to, like, rip your fan card up for that. You probably should, but...
I do think, Pony, you have unrealistically high standards, but, like, Austin did not meet even, I think, a base standard here. I thought there was some
You think
some
I was being a jerk not, like, asking him to name five members of the 1979
no,
Pirates?
But the thing is, it comes so easy to you
That's true.
That you like, you do blow up a bit when people like don't rattle them off like the way that you can rattle off pretty much anything. But that just, I mean, it's literally as easy to you as breathing is.
But what you're underselling is the huge nerd quotient that underpins Pony's knowledge. Like, he wants to know this stuff because he's a giant nerd.
But if you're a huge fan of your team, shouldn't you also crave that knowledge of how your team won its championships and who they did it with and who they beat and those things? I don't see how that's like sicko behavior.
Should a true Steelers fan know who scored the first touchdown for the Steelers in 2008 Super Bowl? Wait a minute. This happened not that long ago.
Let me give you an answer.
Because I love that one.
It is. It's a great like Rumpelstiltskin trivia question. I think if you lived through it, yes. I think if Austin or like intern Dom's too young to remember that game, which is insane. I think if he doesn't know it as a Steelers fan, it's not a fireable offense. But if he can only name five guys off of that team because he wasn't alive for the Steelers, then I think that would be embarrassing. Don't you?
I mean, Donnie can name the offensive line five across right there very easily.
The worst offensive line to ever win a Super Bowl. Had Darnell Stapleton on that offensive line. The only season that guy ever played.
Who was worse on that line, him or Kamo Iyatu? Because old Juicy was known for taking just some hideous penalties.
I know, but people loved him.
Because he had long hair, and I think people like it when their guy commits personal fouls.
He was a bruiser.
He's fiery. Yeah. Okay, the play has been over for 5 seconds. Here comes number 68.
Here comes 68 coming in just like a missile.
I thought the guy stunk.
He did stink. That was the whole point. But people, as Donnie puts it, he was like beloved, even though he napalm drives with bad penalties. Very undisciplined player.
None of those guys were very good. I mean, you had like Starks was basically a Hall of Famer on that line.
I think Starks is a pretty good player, and he's always on my all-underrated Steelers team because they didn't even rate him well. They just kept signing him to one-year contracts because they didn't believe in him. And Max just kept delivering the goods. What are you chewing the pencil over there for? What are you thinking about? You're deep in thought
here. I am. I wasn't sure if I wanted to keep hammering this home or transition to something else, so we'll call it a day. The PM Team Weekend Review.
We didn't review the weekend. You berating Austin.
Well, it started with me saying, "Well, what prompted it was something that happened this weekend." So technically, it was a weekend review. Take that. I'll tell you what, John Culp could still kick my ass. How about that for a weekend review?
I mean, he used to do like World's Strongest Man stuff.
That guy is put together.
How old is he now? In his 70s?
You would never know it.
I mean, the list of people, though, who could kick your ass, it's smaller than it used to be because you've been working out so much, but it's still a pretty big list. Chris Jericho unfurls that list. It's a lot of paper.
So do you think, in terms of the men who listen to the show, the number of guys that could kick my ass is greater than 50%?
I was going to say, that becomes a very interesting thing. Do we have to set an age limit, or is it if there's an
18 and over. If you can join the Army, you're eligible to kick my ass.
I'd say it's over 50.
Can you imagine?
You think it's
that
over 50 for you?
Pitch? Donnie's stronger than you, and he's.
What
scrappy.
Do you mean? Could be you. You immediately say yes for me, but you have to think about it for
it's
yourself.
It's definitely over 50% for me. Like I know I'm not going to front here.
Well, you have one leg.
No, I mean I could. Like I'm not that tough. I'm angry, but I think it's like unstructured rage here.
Hmm.
Donnie, I think he's also like. Built differently than we are. He's lower to the ground.
And he's much
scrapper.
Younger. He's in the prime of his life.
He grew up in Westmoreland County, and while I don't think Donnie wrestled, he probably just has some of that wrestling rub off on him by osmosis.
I would absolutely say that he can beat up 50% of the men that listen to our show. But I was just kind of saddened that he so quickly said, oh yeah, they're going to definitely annihilate
what
you.
What percentage of the people who listen to the Fan Morning Show could Crowley beat up? Under 5? Like with Dorn, it's 99. Is Crowley able to beat up at least 5% of their 18 and older male listeners?
Yeah, because you factor in the geriatric crowd.
So Crowley's just got to get his licks in against the Glass Joes of the world.
Like, I hate to say this because I think this guy is like an all-time listener, but don't you think like Doc in Claysville versus Crowley's one that he would probably win at this point?
God, can you imagine if we found out Doc
was
just totally
in like his 80s.
Yeah, here's the problem, though. Those guys like did real blue-collar jobs. They probably got forearms. They could just bend Crowley like a twit.
Well,
like,
that's
you know,
the thing.
Like
I mean,
pretzel.
John Culp looks like Popeye with his forearms.
Like an iron worker.
Yeah. Anyways, that was fun. Let's review. Let's start now with text lines. I could kick Pony's ass. Oh, I definitely could. My sister's listening, and she could do it, too.
How old is Starkey is all I'm seeing right now. What's the oldest age person, says Robin North for Sales, that could beat up Pony? Is there an 80-year-old listener out there who could kick your ass? I don't think so, actually.
You don't think there's somebody 80 or older in Pittsburgh that could beat me up? I think there absolutely is.
Man, 80 is...
Yes, I think absolutely. There's some ex-Marine out there who lives in Pittsburgh who's in his 80s who could kill me with
85?
His bare hands. Yeah, probably.
There's no way there's an 80...
Yes.
Okay, is there a 90-year-old ex-Marine?
I think that's probably where I draw the line.
But if he's 89, he's still going off at minus money here.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.